Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is June 2nd, and it is episode 331, and we are recording from inside Creekside Community Brew Coffee House, and we're the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette.
Bang. All of those things. Bada boom, bada bang.
But wait, there's more. Actually, the more is some of the things we want to talk about today. We have been inspired by some of our customers in the whole concept of paying it forward. And I shared a little bit about this on Facebook and got some wonderful feedback, but we want to share it with you folks listening here too.
It is a great opportunity. I mean, to just the other night, you know, I saw an opportunity where I had made a mistake and I needed to run out of the car and get my wallet. And
that was your mistake.
That was my mistake. I left my wallet.
Purchase things without money.
I'm delaying the guy behind me when I came back in. So I just went ahead and paid it forward. You know?
So you purchased your own and his. Yeah. Nice.
So why not?
Right.
Why not do that? We're talking about $3, $4, $5 here. So it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, and sometimes to the person behind you, it is a big deal in that they may not have a lot of extra money.
It could mean the world to them.
Or it could just mean that kindness that was shown, that unsolicited, just, you know, here I'm thinking about you, let me help you out, or let me just, you know, be a part of the human race and be right there with you. So what happened here in at the coffee house the other day was we had a line of customers that were waiting to be waited on, and one woman stepped up.
And it wasn't a big line. It was just a normal line.
Right. Yeah. And one woman stepped up, and then she placed her order in. She felt like she had stepped in front of another customer. And she said, oh, my goodness, because that was obviously not her goal. And she looked at me, and she said, whatever he wants, you know, whatever he's going to order, I want to pay for it. And the gentleman heard and said, oh, no, you don't have to. And she said, no, I want to. And so I went ahead and he told us what he wanted. I added that to her bill, and I thought that was a wonderful gesture, and that was
it. That was the end of it, right?
Right, but you know, it didn't stop there. He came back up and he said he wanted to buy two pieces of the honey lemon cake, and I was getting ready to wrap them up, and he said, oh, they're not for me. I want you to just choose two people out of the day, you know, just at our discretion here, and just give them each a piece of cake. And so I did that, and I was, you know, I tried to be conscientious and thoughtful as I did that, who might need it, who might want it, who was having a bad day, who would it surprise the most. And it was really a joy to be able to do that, because it was met with such surprise and pleasure and gratitude and thankfulness. And, you know, that's just a kindness that people don't get shown all the time. And it was really fun to see that happen.
Well, it happens at the drive-up at McDonald's all the time. And when, by that same token, we owe our debt to somebody else because that happened to us.
Right.
And it needs to be paid forward. And when we find the person that needs to be paid forward to, we will.
Right. Or just, you know, when the mood strikes you.
Right.
And I remember years and years ago, even I believe before I was aware of the book Pay It Forward by Catherine Ryan Hyde, or even the movie. We'd had a friend that just said to, and we were homeschooling the kids at the time, and she said, I'll just come over some afternoon and watch the kids for you, and you go do whatever you want to do. And I was like, what? Repeat that, please. And so she said, just go get out of the house, do your thing. I think Mom and I went out and did something. And when I came home, I still tried to pay her for her time. And she said, no, I'm doing this because someone had done the same thing for me. They had said, you need a day off, just go. I'll take care of, you know, all your other responsibilities. And she said, how can I pay you? And they said, just pay it forward. Do it to someone, do it for someone else. And that was long time ago.
Yeah.
So I remembered that, and it's all kind of coming full circle as we see this happen right before our eyes.
Do you think that the Me Too movement and the Pay It Forward movement have butted heads because of the interaction between that and Spacey?
Well, Kevin Spacey was a star in the movie Pay It Forward. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, but I do know that we were so taken with that movie. And when we went to look for more information about it, so often now they're not including Kevin Spacey's name in any kind of bio or information about that.
And I thought we were innocent until proven guilty.
Well, and I know a lot of people have an issue. He had been, what, accused by several different people for several different things. And I guess, you know, you've got to take people seriously when they feel they've been abused or oppressed or unheard. But yes, you still have to, the accuser has to understand then that the accused has to have a fair trial. And I don't know that that's been the case, but I guess that's still pending, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's still, it makes it kind of weird, but the concept by itself, in and of itself, is sound. And there is no reason by which anybody can say that, okay, the message is right. The messenger might not be what we are appreciating right now, but the message is still right. And because Spacey was somebody who has been accused of something, there's no reason to negate the final outcome because the message is still right.
Oh, of the movie, you
of
mean,
the movie,
and of the
yeah.
book? Absolutely. So we think of him in that movie, and he was outstanding.
Yeah.
And so for whatever he's done in his personal life, and that is to be determined in the courts, the value that he showed in that movie and in other things he's done, he's a brilliant actor.
Yeah.
So I hope it doesn't make the movement lose traction. But we have, and by that mean, I don't mean the Me Too movement, I mean the Pay It Forward movement.
Yeah, we went to the Pay It Forward website and found that, hello, our computer's over there hollering in the background. We went to the Pay It Forward website and found that they had not posted since late last year. And
I think that was on Facebook.
That was on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So that's what sent us looking for what's going on. Where's it going on? The concept of Pay It Forward is still right. It is still the right thing to do. And because there's been an issue with somebody who's been doing it and who's been credited with the movie, that doesn't bother us.
Well, and we have looked at websites and Facebook pages. There are evidently a whole lot of Pay It Forward days, Pay It Forward. I won't say there's a lot of Pay It Forward days. There's one day, but there's a lot of websites that are promoting the philosophy and practice.
Pay It Forward International.
Right. So I'm not sure who all is, you know, if they're all working together. That's something we would like to look into. But whether those websites and whether those organizations do work together or are still active and still current, it doesn't change that the Pay It Forward really comes from an individual to an individual. It's a very local, personal kind of thing.
Right, and we love it.
Right. So what if you are inspired to do something good for someone and you just do it, and then they want to thank you by just passing that on and doing some good for someone else, that's the whole idea. And that's that sound, like you say, regardless.
Yeah, and we have been, you know, sort of wringing our hands here too, wondering what we're going to do with the Pay It Forward issue, the Pay It Forward movement, the Pay It Forward moment. And I think what we've done is come up with maybe a sound concept that we might just take an air pot of our coffee someplace. An air pot is, you know, it's those big things that you see us pumping our coffee out of on the countertop. We'll take that air pot somewhere And
just surprise somebody.
Just surprise somebody mm-hmm. with an AirPod. Mm-hmm. And say, here's some coffee for you. Do what you want with it. Please drink it. You
know? I was going to say, let's suggest they drink it, too.
It's good coffee. Here's some creamer. Here's some cups. You know, go for it, and thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And if you can, when you can, pay it forward.
Right, right.
And take that, fund that by a unique little thing that we do here on Creekside. We have an open mic night that we do. And we have changed that, by the way, open micers. We've changed that to only doing this once a month. And that once a month is going to be the second Sunday of every month. We will take whatever tips, whatever, there'll be a pot that we have out front that says, pay it forward. And the money that's collected in the pay it forward, as the tip pay it forward jar, whatever we want to call it, at the time, will pay for that AirPod to be distributed elsewhere in the community. And that's how the open mic can cause the pay it forward to pay it forward to the AirPod.
So it can be a shared community endeavor. People that come to our open mic night can contribute while they're here, just like you said, to mm-hmm. the pay it forward jar. And then that money goes and helps fund what we just run out and do surprise errands and pop-up coffees.
A pop-up AirPod.
There you go. But what we wanted
to say, pot.
And giving credit where credit's due, we didn't start the open mic nights.
Not at all.
Years ago, Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House had them with the help of Dale Hannabarger and Aaron O'Toole.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it, you know, like everything, and I think we've mentioned before, you know, things ebb and flow.
They morph,
they change, and people want to try new ideas and new things in different dates. So anyway, not too long ago, Robbie and Lauren Stengel decided that they wanted to give the open mic night a try again here at Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House. At the time, that's what it was when they started.
Sure.
And so
Rick McPeak said, yeah, go for it.
Absolutely. And he was all about community and bringing people together, and music is a great way to do that. And not just music on open mic nights. They had the opportunities for storytellers and poets and any kind of local talent. So Robbie and Lauren have done a great job with that. They are in the process, though, this summer, midsummer, they will be moving to start college someplace else. And so we looked at that and knew that they were all about the weekly open mic. We looked at the reality and said, how can we make this more of an event? When they're gone, we'll be in charge.
Right.
And we want to make sure we can do justice to that. So that's when we got the idea of making it into a second Sunday experience. And that will start not tonight, folks. If you're listening to this and it's June 2nd, open mic night is not tonight.
No open mic on June 2nd. It's the second Sunday of the month.
So that will be June 9th. And that'll be the first time we'll put out a jar that says this is the pay it forward jar. And you can drop a dime, a nickel, an idea, a suggestion, money, whatever works. And we'll take that and run with that as the Creekside Community Brew Coffee House and as the Creekside and Owl Creek Gazette community.
I think it's probably one of the best things we could do. There are going to be permutations. It's going to morph. It's going to change. It's going to do whatever it needs to do in order to. And, you know, we'll kick our money in.
Sure.
And we'll make sure that it is paid for. An AirPod, some creamer, some coffee, some sugar maybe will go with it. It will go someplace where it's needed. It will mm-hmm. go someplace where it's wanted. It will go someplace where it is consumed. And that's just the right thing to do.
Well, and sometimes it's just a way to put a smile on a person's face.
Oh, sure.
This isn't always just about someone in financial need or someone in any kind of hardship. Sometimes it's just to put a smile on someone's face.
Just a cup of coffee. That's right.
Right.
Here you go. And
there's other things we can do, too. There's opportunities we can have here in the coffee house to, you know, give someone a surprise meal or something. So
this is our first third week in business.
Right. And we knew we wanted to do something like this, but it hadn't presented itself in any kind of formal idea or way to make it happen. And then when we started seeing our customers giving to each other, we thought, oh my goodness,
we've been inspired.
We have been inspired. So that's going to be a neat endeavor. I'm looking forward to that. And as long as we're talking about open mic, I want to make sure that everyone knows they're more than welcome to come out from 7 to 9. And if you've got any kind of talent that you want to share, it's not just musicians.
You don't even have to be talented.
Well, I guess you don't, but it would be nice to share your...
You can develop your talent here.
Well, that's true.
That's the whole point.
Right. I think there's some... Most people that come have a talent. They're playing guitar or they're singing, and they want to share that and grow that and practice that, and that's part of community, too.
And I've brought my $5 guitar down here just in case somebody needs one.
You think the people might come with talent but no guitar, huh, Don?
This cute little thing is a nylon string, 6-string guitar. It was... When I got it, it was destined to become a planter, and I brought it home. It cost me $5 at the thrift shop when it was the Greenville Regional Hospital thrift shop. This was many years ago.
And was it destined to become a planter because you thought there was no hope in fixing it, or they thought there was no hope in fixing it?
The neck was off of it, for crying out loud. And I thought, well, the only thing you can do with this sucker is become a planter. Somebody had put steel strings on this guitar. And I looked at it and I went, man, I think I can rebuild this guitar. And so I did. And I put nylon strings on it like it needed to have to begin with. And so now it's under much less tension, and it plays well. You know, it's just a little plunker guitar. It's a short little thing. It's a student guitar, like they make short guitars like this now for grown men to play. So it's just on the wall here at Creekside Community Brew. If you have the urge, pick it up, give it a strum, play, do what you want, have a cup of coffee, and hang it back on the wall. Just no stairway. You remember Wayne's World? They had a sign up on the wall that said no stairway.
I did not remember that. Gotcha.
I have my own version of stairway, remember?
I do. You mean Stairway to Heaven the way you play it. Well, you ought to play that here at Open Mic Night, Don.
I can.
Yes, you can.
I did play it.
I heard you. You can play it again.
I played it just the other night. That's right.
So anyway, we talk about Open Mic Night coming up on June 9th. We've got some other things coming up that we want to mention that happened before that. And the first one is this Tuesday, June 4th, is the last day for people to sign up to enjoy the Terra Mater meals that will be being served here, the meatloaf dinner. It will be served at Creekside Community Brew Coffee House. Dine in or carry out.
Right.
So that's this is our first attempt with Terra Mater Meals to combine our efforts for an evening meal. And so far we've had a pretty good turnout as far as people saying, I want to come. And so far they all want to come and sit down and dine in. So, well, that's going to be fun.
I've got news for you. I've had the test drive on the meat. It's really, really good.
I was there with you. Yeah, so the news is for the listener, not for me. You looked at me just like you had a special helping. I thought, wait a minute, I have that too. So the dinner is actually on Thursday the 6th, but you need to go ahead and purchase that on the 4th. You can do that right here at 110 South 2nd Street at our coffee house.
Or you can go to terramatermeals.com and purchase it there too.
Right.
And yeah, it's good meatloaf, and we tried it, we liked it, and we recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
We endorse that. One of our friends says, June 8th, Dairy Days, right here in downtown Greenville. If I see that cow one more time sticking his little head around the corner looking so cute, I'm going to eat him.
Well,
I think Jess is getting tired of it, too.
Poor guys
working his heart out and working his tail off to make sure that everything goes good on Saturday, June 8th.
Well, and actually, Dairy Days is a two-day event this year, so it starts Friday night and then Saturday. Mm-hmm. our involvement, though, something that we've come up and we mentioned last week just a tad, but we're going to have things happening here at the coffee shop. So it is in conjunction. The Owl Creek Gazette teams up with Creekside Community Brew, which is really easy to do since we have our fingers in all that.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it?
And so you want to mention what's happening here on the 8th then?
Well, we also have here on site, right here in our little place, Gary Guest, Deb Obermeyer, and Roger Peach and Val Gaffner are all going to be here.
And hopefully Val will get here. The other three are authors, and they are...
We're going to showcase them.
Right, we're going to showcase them because their work is directly related to farm life and country living and cows and barns and you name it.
Gary Guest has written a book called Fertilizer for the Funny Bone.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had... Sometimes we need to have our funny bone fertilized. Deb Obermeyer has written a series called Simple Stitch Series.
Mm-hmm.
And Roger Peach has written about Swamper Tales, Life and Times of the Fair Circuit. We're talking about the people that everything from gussying up the sows to, you know, currying the horses and cleaning out the barns.
And
those are the guys that run the fair circuit.
Right, and he was more related to cows, I believe.
But, you know, those chickens got to get their little feathers all lined up so that the judges can enjoy them. Those are the things that happen behind the scenes that people don't see at the fair.
So anyway, we're hoping that people will come down to the coffee house when they're out and about enjoying Dairy Day's activities here in Greenville. Anyway, come on down, get a cup of coffee, but get to meet these authors.
Mm-hmm.
And then Val hopefully will be here at least a good chunk of the day. She's not quite sure how her schedule will be, but her photographs will be here regardless.
Right.
So we've had a chance for the last 3 weeks to have a lot of her photographs up on the wall, but not directly related to farm life and dairy living and that kind of thing. So we'll have more of her work up, and that's going to be kind of our contribution to what we can do for Dairy Days right here in the coffee house.
And while we're at it too, I also want to remind you, we are zeroing in on a menu-ish sort of, we're not going to have a menu. This is going to be a Tuesday. We'll have lunch, and lunch will be Taco Bowl Tuesday. For
right,
example.
We've got a name on all these days that we've fixed the meals for. So yes, Taco Bowl Tuesday.
We also will have quiches on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and we're zeroing in on the name on the Wednesday quiche because there's just absolutely nothing that is.
Well, we've talked about quiche cuisine, creative quiche, quiche creations, but quiche will be served on Wednesday. And by the way, folks, if you haven't had a chance to come in and try our quiche, Don and I make that together, and it was a hit. We got a lot of thumbs up.
We survived.
We survived, and the people thrived. Taste buds thrived.
There's nobody laying on the floor because of the quiche.
We did bacon, zucchini, and onions.
Oh, yeah.
And cheese, and we make them in these cute little rectangular individual quiches. We had cucumbers and onions alongside them, and we got a lot of good feedback on that. A lot of people said, oh, I think I can't have cucumbers and onions and not think of summertime or my grandma or my grandma's kitchen,
mm-hmm.
or picnics.
We don't know what it's going to be on this next Wednesday because it'll change. It'll be something different maybe.
The quiche itself?
The quiche itself will be different, and the side dish will be a little different, but it's going to be the quiche and a dish.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that's a round cylinder, not a rectangular cylinder.
Did I say rectangular?
That's okay.
Pretty challenging. That would be really unique for a rectangular cylinder.
Sunday, what can I say? But we'll do pinwheel plates on Thursday. Pinwheels were a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
They went like crazy. On Friday, we've got keto-friendly.
Keto-friendly Friday.
Keto-friendly Friday.
And by the way, Taco Bowl Tuesday and Pinwheel Plate Thursday and keto-friendly Friday are all directly from Terra Mater Meals. So we've fixed the quiche Wednesday, and then we have a hoot of a good time on Saturday with you making biscuits and gravy. And then I got busy on Saturday and also decided we better have a sweet treat in there. So I made the turnovers with Nutella
pecans and craisins.
Yum.
Oh, they were good.
Yum. So I snuck one, by the way. Good. I'm glad to see you did that and liked it.
They were good.
And then we'll have our turnovers every day of the week. I don't know if we mentioned that much here on the podcast, but we have a savory and a sweet, and we're posting every day on Facebook. If you are interested in learning more about the podcast, we're on Facebook, Creekside with Don and Jan. If you're interested in learning more about our magazine, the Owl Creek Gazette, we're also on Facebook. And then, of course, Creekside Community Brew Coffee House on Facebook, too. And that's where we post daily updates on our menu and what's happening in the magazine and who's going to be a guest on the podcast. So if you're interested, we always appreciate people liking that and giving us some feedback right there.
No doubt. And, you know, as long as we're thinking about it, I cannot ever forget about the first time I watched a movie, My Cousin Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the guy from New York went into the restaurant in the South and ordered breakfast, the only thing that was on the menu, it said breakfast. And breakfast was whatever they were serving that day. And lunch was exactly the same way. It's just a cute, it's lunch.
Mm-hmm.
and they had the flavor of what was going on. But that was, I'm not doing that. We're not doing that here. But we're enjoying what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a when it's gone type of thing. And as long as we keep it up and as long as we keep our end of the bargain and y'all keep your end of the bargain, everybody's going to be happy, right?
I'm not sure who's bargaining for what.
We're putting our stuff out there, and we're bargaining it back that you're going to buy it.
We're hoping it, and we've got some really good feedback. I'm going to go ahead and say that we've got some other ideas about salads coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up.
So we may even have a salad bar one of these days, but those are the kind of things we're taking in input and feedback and ideas and seeing what we can make work with the amount of people we have on staff, like you, me, and one other person. And
how
much
can my legs move and your legs move?
Right.
That's what it boils down to.
So it's been fun to see that evolve and grow, and as we tweak the menu a tad. And of course, all the good coffees. And that's another thing. We're going to be working on summertime drinks. We've had several people in the coffee house saying, I look forward to seeing what creations that, coffee houses come up with for their own summertime drinks. So we're working on those as well.
We're thinking about a summertime mule.
Mm-hmm.
A coffee mule.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we can work on without an alcoholic involvement.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And brewing up some good teas, too. Roxanne and I have been talking about, I should start to say a possibility, but it's more than a possibility. We are going to have a Christmas in July tea party, and we're going to present a lot of the different teas that she has here for sale and that we serve up. So that's going to be fun, and details will follow in that in the July-August issue of the Owl Creek Gazette.
What is that thing? We haven't worked on the Owl Creek Gazette together in a long time.
No, but I'm in the background working. Never fear. Diligently plugging away, plugging in articles, and talking with advertisers and writing a tad, too.
No doubt. And yes, we do have an office of sorts budding behind the wall in 108 that we need to get a new sign up on the door there that says Owl Creek Gazette.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that will happen next week.
It might even happen tomorrow.
Look out,
folks. So anyway, check our Facebook pages for updates. And we also have, of course, the Owl Creek Gazette website, which we need to get updated. And then we'll just keep sending out those messages and hoping that you respond and come into the coffee house, come into the office, and just let us hear from you, because we'd like to hear especially about the idea that we've had for Pay It Forward and working that into open mic night and working to sharing that whole idea with the community. So keep that in mind and feel free, like I said, to let us know what your thoughts are on that.
Let us have your comments face to face, or of course, put those comments right here on the website, and we will respond. There is absolutely no doubt about that. So thanks for listening, folks. And we're going to call this a day.
Yeah, happy June.
Happy June. Y'all take care.
Night, everybody.
Bye-bye.